Right now, I'm going to be talking with Adine Viscusi for the Electric City. She's on the board of the Electric City Food Co-op. This segment will also be on WOOC-FM. That's 105.3 on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. And we're so happy that we're on the air with you on the radio. Right now, we are filming in the Addy Theater at OpenStage Media at Proctor's. So right now, we're going to start right out with Adine and find out a little bit about how Casa Visco got involved with the Electric City Co-op. Tell me a little bit about you.
Yes.
You are the president of Casa Visco.
I am the president of Casa Visco, a local family-owned manufacturing company.
Of good sauces.
Thank you, yes. I appreciate that. So I got involved because I think it's really important for Schenectady to have, downtown Schenectady in particular, to have a full-service grocery store. There really isn't one there. My son lives at the Harborside as well, and he has to travel up to Mohawk Commons to get his groceries. So Kat Wolfram, who founded the co-op, has been working diligently to build membership and build community.
She's a force,
it's amazing. And 2019 has been our best year ever. We've got a lot of new members. I got excited about the co-op and joined almost just about a year ago, and I've been really excited. Initially, I was just on the site selection team, and then I joined the board.
Did you find a site yet?
We can't say anything, but we do have some really excellent properties that we're looking at downtown.
And we're looking at trying to put it into the downtown area where there's the amazing number of apartments that are going in, and they're being snapped up so quick.
I know. All the apartments are filling up, and then all the people that live and work downtown, all the businesses that are downtown. And, you know, for me, as a business owner, I think that where you shop is a vote, it's a choice for how something is made, how something is created, the business that makes it, and the people that sell it. And I think that, you know, having more choices in downtown is going to be great for everyone. And the co-op's mission is to really bring sustainability, environmental friendly practices, fair labor standards, sustainability, and really supporting the local creators and makers. And they do a really good job of that. We're kind of modeling ourselves on the Honest Weight Food Co-op. It'll be like a 10,000 square foot store, very similar to theirs, where there's...
Now, you have to be, you can't shop in there unless you're a member?
No, anybody can shop
there.
That's
what I thought,
So the benefits of being a member, so you join one time, it's a $200 for an individual. Businesses and corporate sponsors can join at higher levels for different perks, but an individual person can join, it's $200, you pay that, you know, initial fee.
Period.
And then that's it. And then you own a share of the co-op and you own the market. So you get a say in what goes in that market. You get a say in who governs that market.
So you are part of the organization.
You own it. Yeah. You own it. And as a business owner, especially a local business owner, I thought it was important to support other local businesses that are involved in the co-op, and we've got a great number of businesses. And it's one of the best things about Schenectady, honestly, is like there's so many great businesses, not just new ones, but businesses that have been around for a really long time, and they do such a great job of supporting one another. And I was really drawn to the Electric City Food Co-op and the people on the board because they really see that connection in the community. They really see that, you know, anybody can order a book online, but you know, to go and visit Open Door and to be downtown and to get a real person's staff recommendation, not an algorithm saying, you know, support this. And you know, what does that online shopping do to the environment? I just worry about all that as a consumer. And
well, and when you think about it, I mean, it's the shipping and the gas to take that. It's just like if we can keep things on a local level.
I agree.
The first thing is things are fresher. Not only that, but you are supporting the local economy. I don't care whether you're in Schenectady or Albany, wherever you are. When you support the local economy, what you're doing is you are making that money turn around in the same community.
There's actually a threefold impact. So a dollar that you spend locally has three times the economic impact than a dollar spent online or, you know, at a big box retailer. And I made a commitment to just from Shop Small Saturday, Small Business Saturday, to this year to next, I'm not going to try it. If I can buy it from a brick and mortar, that's where I'm going to do it. And I'm going to order all my books, you know, from Open Door or another local independent bookseller, because I think it's important. So the co-op really shares a lot of values and missions that, you know, I personally feel and that as a business owner I want to support. Mm-hmm. So it's coming. We put out RFPs or requests for proposals.
When do you have a projected, I mean, I know that you can't come up with an exact date.
No, we do have a timeline, actually. And that's part of the reason that the co-op has been growing, you know, kind of on a slower pace, because we've really taken the time to build, like, foundationally solid business practices to make sure that the co-op is going to be a success. The last thing we want is to open the doors and not have it be successful. So we're really doing our due diligence. We had a professional market study done to make sure that the region is going to support that.
Support. It has to be supported. Yeah.
And that's really tied to the membership number. That's why we keep using all these numbers. We're at 388 now.
That's great.
I know. It's been our 2019, again, was our best year ever. We're on a drive to five, so we want to get 500 member owners. And at about that time is when we're probably going to announce what the site is. So the RFPs went out in September, and then they're all due back December 15th. And then the site selection team is going to really review those sites, compare apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Based on the needs of what the co-op has, parking is huge. You know, designated parking is going to be a huge thing for us, especially downtown. That's a little
tricky.
Exactly,
it is a little tricky. Yep. But we're, right now, we're talking with Adine Viscusi, and she's with the she's with Casa Vista to begin with, but she's really here to support and to talk about the Electric City Food Co-op.
Yeah.
So you have a date kind of in progress as to when you're going to
We're going to spend between December 15th and March 15th, really poring over all those requests for proposals and all the information, make the best possible judgment, because we want, you know, the co-op's location is going to be a key to its success. And we'll make an announcement by March 15th.
And with all the apartments, you know, if it's local enough, they can just walk to the market and walk back.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're hoping, you know, walkability, close to the bus lines, you know, access for people to do a full week's shopping there.
Exactly.
We don't want to just be able to go and have
pick a loaf
things.
Of bread. Yeah.
Right. There'll be a few.
Although you could do that, but that's not what the intent is.
But like a very vibrant take and go section, a very good deli selection, cafe department, all that stuff, health and beauty aids.
Can you imagine what that will do to the downtown?
We really view this co-op as being the kitchen table of the community. And we want that space where people can join together face to face, to interact with one another, to support one another. We envision an innovation kitchen where there's going to be like an entrepreneur boot camp, where we'll have a commercially viable kitchen space where people can come in and rent the space. And then we're going to take, there's so many great manufacturing companies in Schenectady.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And there's a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, people don't know how to go from concept to commercially viable consumer packaged goods that they could sell in the market. So we want to help them with that. And we're going to work with SUNY Schenectady, Union College, Siena Family Business, and try and connect all these.
Especially with the college, with their culinary arts.
Oh, I mean, the hospitality program,
you can really,
for sure.
It will really work. And we have so much that we can draw on in our community.
I know.
And I love the idea of having a grocery store in the downtown area. That's the one thing that we've needed so desperately.
I agree.
When you put all these apartments in and everything, and you have restaurants, people can go out to eat. There's no question about that. But they still want to be able to fix a meal at home.
Right.
And oh my gosh, do I need to take a bus? And a lot of the millennials are not driving cars anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's just easier to take buses or taxis.
Well,
and
you know,
Uber.
That's one of the great advantages of living in a downtown as vibrant as Schenectady is right now. So, you know, we want to be able to really be the connective tissue within the community. And I think that, you know, to have a space where people can gather, cooking classes, shopping on a budget, making meals for the weekends.
You've got some great visions.
Yeah, it is. And that's why we're asking everybody, you know, if you haven't joined yet, please join. It's all of our information will be on the website. Again, it's a one-time membership that you can be a visionary, support the community, and bring this to vision into reality.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Adine Viscusi. She is the president of Casa Visco and also a board member of the Electric City Food Co-op. And thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Ann.